Listing. The edge of consciousness happens at 6 a.m. for me from years of routine awakening. The harsh buzz of the alarm clock will jar me to full wakefulness at 6:12, but my mind softens the blow by beginning 12 minutes early. In my half-sleep, I begin the first mental list of the day. The list begins with shower, clothes selection, lunch choices for the kids, extras to take to work with me to include a check to use at the grocery store, and a change of clothes so that I can run before I leave work for home. The packing sub-list for the running clothes includes Thorlow socks, running shoes, Lycra running shorts, long t-shirt to hang untucked over Lycra running shorts, and hairband. Buzz, 6:12, time to hit the floor running. My day revolves around the construction and completion of lists. I have become facile at list development and skilled at list performance. In my early years, I had to exert great energy to create a proper list, but from years of repetitive exercise, I have skill like an Olympic athlete. In fact, I think the International Olympic Committee might consider list making worthy of an Olympic event. There is the marathon list that is so lengthy as to defy completion in one day. Hours might be spent compiling the list and determining the most efficient route to complete the tasks on the list. Then there is the individual list with a single specialized task, like the grocery list, but with variable complexity. There would be the low complexity, such as white bread, 2 loaves. Moderate complexity, such as kosher Jewish rye, or high complexity, such as 32-ounce breadcrumbs with Italian seasoning. Another event might be the individual medley list, which could include grocery, mall, chore, and calls to be made lists. The true champion might aspire to the best all around by exhibiting an ability to complete the marathon, individual, and medley list events in the course of one working day without forgetting to pick up the kids from school on time or fill up the car with gasoline. I know I could qualify for listing, and I relish the thought that it might be a co-ed event. As I labor by the side of my husband who can hammer a nail faster, lift a 50-pound chicken feed bag with ease, or do the child toss without collapsing, I scheme for a level playing field. I am certain from the early morning, even breathing pattern of my sleeping bedmate that he is not honing his list-making skills. On the other hand, I can list in my sleep. And in the car, in the shower, while running, during the news, at work, while bathing children, while cooking supper, during church, while talking on the phone, while doing laundry.